Welcome to the Morning Upgrade Podcast with Ryan Cote, where we feature casual conversations with entrepreneurs about personal development and growth.
Hey, Kelly, welcome to the Morning Upgrade Podcast. How's your day going?
Fantastic. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, I'm excited to talk to you. I've had a nice little pre-chat before recording. And now on to the actual recording. So please tell my audience of Morning Upgraders who you are, what you do for a living, and then something you're grateful for right now.
My name is Kelly, and I go by CK Collins. I am an author. I'm a retired, reformed newspaper publisher and retired in 2021 and kind of decided to wing it. I sold my house, gave away everything in it, and traveled for the last year and a half. And what is a win in my life right now is, and what I'm grateful for is I wrote a book, and it is about empowering people to change their lives and get out of a stuck pattern. And the people that I meet and the stories that I hear, just, it is, I'm just so grateful. I love the interaction. I'm a big people person. So it's, this book is giving back to me so much already. And it's just, it's fun. I love it.
That's amazing. So CK Collins, is that like a pen name? Is that what they call it?
Author, right. Author? That's my pen name. Yeah. And the K is for Kelly.
So you want me to call you CK or Kelly?
Kelly is good.
Okay. That's excellent. Congrats on the book. And that's not an easy undertaking.
Thank you.
So let's talk about your morning. How do your mornings start?
On the weekdays, I kind of have a little bit different routine than I do on the weekends. But on the weekdays, I get up at 5:30 and have a little coffee inspiration. And I meet my friend Beth down the street at a beautiful, beautiful wildlife park called Satchewis Point here in Newport, Rhode Island. And I've waited my whole life to live by the ocean, and I've been here for about 6 months. So I make that ocean, rain or shine, part of my day every day, because I lived in Tennessee and inland my whole life, and this is just a dream. And then I have a gratitude practice that I do every morning. I list 10 things that I'm grateful for and say thank you, thank you, thank you. And I also really try to, I guess you could say it, manifest or pray on, I'm so excited to see the great news that's coming my way today. And I just kind of have that routine. That was actually a little more, that's kind of recent, and that I started that. I read a book called The Magic and by Rhonda Byrne. And that really helped me define that practice a little better and get a little more organized about giving thanks for the things in my life. And then frequently, because I'm semi-retired, I have another friend drop by and I'll do a longer walk with them. We do about a 2.5 mile walk at 6 and we watch the sunrise. And then I usually go for about a 3 to 5 mile walk later on. I have some friends who like to get into the rotation and we just talk about life. And they were a great sounding board when I was writing my book, trust me.
Sounds like you do a lot of walking. Sounds like 20,000 steps a day.
Sometimes.
So what are your days, now that you're retired, you said semi-retired, you have the book and you're promoting the book. What do your days look like? Is it really just working on the book and meeting people and promoting it?
There's a lot of buildup that you're supposed to do before you launch a book. And I'm brilliant. I went ahead and launched the book and did all the buildup after. I just wanted to buck the system. I just didn't know what I was doing, basically. But so, yeah, I do. I work on content. I'm a writer, so I love to write content. I have a blog on my website, and I have a second book in the works. And I am doing a lot of video content, and I'm also starting a podcast, which will be called The Swipe Right Effect, which is the name of my first book. But and my second book is about traveling, solo traveling. And it'll be called The Traveling Effect. So I feel like I try to do about 4 hours of promotional work and podcast and interviews. And I do interviews for my books. And so I have to set those up too. And then I do another 4 hours, making sure that I'm working forward into the next book I make myself do an 8-hour day, but sometimes it's like I'm 10 hours in and I'm just like, where did the day go? Because I'm having so much fun. I love everything I'm doing. So it really flies by.
And the great thing about being an author is you just keep on writing books as you feel inspired, you know. And it's like, I guess if arthritis builds up in your hands eventually, but it's a it's a job you could do till the old, you know, till you're, you know, towards the end of years, the later years.
Yeah, for sure. And nowadays, heck, you can just say, hey, Siri, I hope she didn't turn on. I want to, you know, open my notes and write this down. I mean, you can even, you know, there's all this artificial intelligence now that can do it by voice, which I don't use right now. But I, you know, like you said, if your hands stop, your voice can keep going.
I mean, they say that ChatGPT can start writing books sooner, or maybe it can now. That's kind of scary when you think about it.
Scary. You know, I love that.
The bots. Arnold Schwarzenegger and Terminator. Who would have known that was like foretelling, you know?
Oh my gosh.
So let's talk about, let's stay on the topic of your book. For anyone, entrepreneurs listening, or maybe authors, or you know, they want to become authors, you're promoting the book a lot. So you're probably starting to see some things are worth your effort versus not worth your effort in terms of the effectiveness. What's working well for you right now?
Great question. I really am trying to get in front of people who have read the book. I mean, I love every other day or so opening Amazon and reading the reviews. That's super cool because, you know, in the beginning, it was just my friends and my mom wrote the cutest review, by the way, the cutest review. But
thanks,
she admits that she's my mom. I was just like, Mom.
Yeah.
Anyway, but so I've been getting in front of book clubs and book signing. I've done 2 book signings. I did one at, you know, quote unquote home in Nashville. And I've done one here in Newport. And the feedback from people, because some people had already bought the book and just brought it to the book signing for me to sign. But that feedback is really important to me right now because I'm developing other products to go with the book. Mm-hmm. And each chapter of the book, it's my story and a piece of advice that was given to me by a friend. And then I interviewed that friend and asked them to tell the story of how they learned that piece of advice. And so there's 12 chapters and each chapter has an empowerment practice that kind of goes along with that advice. I want to turn that into a workbook so that somebody who likes to write or likes to have that thing to hold on to, you know, can do those empowerment practices in something that they can keep. And that way the book can be a pay it forward. You can give it to a friend, but you have this workbook that's personal to you. I've done a lot of personal work like that, that where you're journaling and you're putting down the examples that come to your, you know, you're talking to yourself, you're writing a letter to someone. Those are things that are great to hang on to. And so I'm in the process of that. So when I'm sitting with the book club, I'm asking them, which one of my 10 friends did you most connect with? Are there any quotes you remember from the book? Is there a specific chapter that you related to, you know, with or without the person? Do you have any feedback on the empowerment practices? And so as I'm building the, you know, the podcast and the workbook and a video series on YouTube, I'm really taking that feedback to heart and I'm helping it let it's, you know, it's kind of a catalyst and it's shaping the new products I'm creating. I mean, product creation has always been one of my jams. I love to build something new. And that's why I ended up with 9 newspapers. But that's so, it's just, I love the conversation. I love the interaction. But that feedback is actually super helpful to me as I'm going forward.
Yeah. Sounds like this book is really evolving into something much larger. And you've got 57 5-star reviews on Amazon. So that's awesome.
Yeah, I know. I can't believe 5 stars. Keep it going.
You can't please everyone. So eventually you'll probably get something that's not 5 stars, but.
Yeah. Oh, come on, Ryan.
I know. I was very negative. I don't know why I said that, but.
That's okay.
So let's talk about, so you're in a different chapter of your life, kind of like we were saying before we started recording, kind of like a rebirth, present time. What's really feeding your happiness and your fulfillment?
Oh gosh, another great question. So much is feeding me right now. I feel this just vibration of energy all the time right now. And I'm so aware of it because I mean, this was also the beginning and the premise of the book and how the book came about to be, but I got separated 5 years ago, divorced 4 years ago, and there was betrayal involved. And so I was just in a dark place for a long time. And when I looked back on the advice that my friends had given me, and I just kept getting a little bit better and a little bit better and a little bit stronger, you know, and got to the point where I can let the anger go and let the forgiveness go. And this joy and this light just starts building and building and building. And as I'm getting feedback from these people and they're saying, oh my God, this is exactly what I needed. And there's just this just cosmic energy going on in me right now. I feel like everything's feeding me. Walking by the ocean is feeding me. My friends are feeding me. Music, reading. I used to never read self-help books and I can't get enough of them now. I just feel like I'm a sponge for positivity. But I do think that reading the self-help books is really kind of keeping that going for me. Like I read The Magic, which is a gratitude practice, which builds over 28 days. And I really feel that staying in me and with me. And I'm continuing that practice. So I really think reading all these books from other smart people are just, I think that's really it right now. That's what's feeding me.
What I found with the self-help books and the content you consume is that once you start down that path, at least from my experience, you start looking for other things to do, like things to test, things to try in terms of your personal growth, you know? And so it becomes like a rabbit hole, but a good rabbit hole. Like I'm always like this year, I decided to start doing therapy. Just because I always wanted to do it. And I was like, what the heck? Let's just do it. And I have no religion at all in my life. But now I'm starting to say, okay, well, what would that look like? I don't know. Maybe I won't stick with it, but I'm kind of dip my toes into different things. And so even like fitness, like trying different martial arts. So I think for everyone listening, once you start to tune into your personal growth, you might find that it starts to send you down these really neat rabbit holes of things to try. I don't know if you have the same experience or not.
For sure. And I'll give you an example. When I separated from my ex, we were still living in the same house. And then we stayed in the same house until we told the kids, and then he moved out. And so I was able to breathe, you know, because it was all so intense. And our best friend, Bill, had hiked several long hikes, distance hiking. And he had done the Camino de Santiago, which is,
oh yeah,
a 500-mile hike from Spain, from French Pyrenees into Spain. And he kept saying to me, you need to go and take care of yourself. You need to do this. So I did a lot of things to my business and worked with my employees to get my business ready for me to be gone for 7 weeks. And I did it. I did the Camino de Santiago French route. There's 28 different routes. The 500-mile, that's the one that's most famous, is called the French Way. And that was just a jumping off point for me for so many things. But it was a confidence builder. It was 7 weeks to do nothing but work on myself and to not have to think of anything except wake up, eat, walk, eat, walk, eat, walk, sleep. You know, that's what you do. I mean, there's a lot of fun in there. You're meeting other pilgrims. You're called a pilgrim when you hike it, but that pilgrimage really changed my life. But it was, you know, as a personal development thing, but it also, once I retired, you know, I sold my business, I retired, I traveled for a year. The confidence that I gained from hiking the Camino de Santiago made that possible for me. I went to 6 different countries. I tried to learn tango. I hiked in Patagonia. I mean, I did all these amazing things that the 30-year-old me would never have occurred to me that I would do that. Never.
That's amazing. I've heard about the Camino. I can't remember the rest of it, but I've heard about that. I read a book. It was a fable, I think it was. And the guy was he was taking that hike, and it was like a personal development journey for him. And so I've heard of it. Where do you sleep? Are there like, I'm trying to picture what this would look like. Are there like hotels? Oh, hostels. Okay.
Well, there are hotels. Some people stay in hotels. There's hostels and there's hotels and there's an in-between thing in Spain. They call it a pensión. And so you can have a private room there if you want. Even some of the hostels have private rooms. I am a very, very light sleeper. So this lady, Linda, who I met on the Camino, she's from South Africa. You know, she also was a light sleeper. And we had kind of started walking together about day four, and we ended up walking almost the whole thing together, not the whole thing. But we would, like, four nights in a row, we'd have, you know, a big, loud, snoring man in the room, and we couldn't sleep. And so we would just, that morning, we'd wake up, and over breakfast, we'd look at each other and say, tonight. And so we'd find a hostel that had a private room with two twin beds, and we would get a really good night's sleep. And then we'd go back to the group rooms the next night. So you have to do whatever your body needs, because with it, you know, you have to stay healthy, basically, is it. And yeah. So, but there's a lot of different options. And I tried to do hostels, which I guess I probably only stayed in hotel three nights, and one because I stayed an extra night in Pamplona, and you can't stay overnight in hostels, and yeah, you're in and out by 8 a.m. And then I got sick, and I had to stay in a hotel in Lyon because I was sick and I didn't want to get anybody else sick. And then when I got to Santiago, I stayed in an apartment. So, but the rest of the time, the rest of the 36 days, I stayed in hostels, and I wouldn't have it any other way, because that's really how you meet people, is sitting down to dinner together in those hostels. It's really cool. All over the world, people from everywhere.
You're the first person I've spoken to that has done that hike, or at least that they mentioned to me at least. That's pretty cool. So, Kelly, I've got one last question for you. Then we're going to wrap up with you sharing your website or book or whatever you want. My last question for you, speaking to anyone that's listening that might be going through a divorce and they're in that dark spot that you mentioned where it's hard to see the forest through the trees. I think I got that phrase right. Just from your personal experience, what advice would you give them? What helped you?
I think that, you know, this book has just, to me, the more I talk about it, the more I realize the book is really about friendship. And I think what I want everybody to understand is that they do have the power to get better. They are not powerless. They're not alone. They just have to choose. And that's where your power is. Your power is in the choice to do something, to take a step forward, to do anything that helps you get unstuck. I mean, so that's your power. And what you want to do is get that power back. And my friends helped me do that by helping me see I'm not this person that I'm seeing myself as. And I think the other thing I love from the book, Allison in the book says, this is temporary. This is going to look different a year from now. This is going to look different a month from now, a week from now. And if you choose, it will look different a day from now. And so I just think that was really powerful. And that's what I learned from her. And that's in the book.
Yeah, it's a powerful perspective. Well, this was a fun conversation. Thanks, Kelly, for everything you shared. If someone wants to learn more about you or buy your book, where should we send them?
The book is available on Amazon. It's called The Swipe Right Effect, The Power to Get Unstuck. You can get it in bookstores as well, because it's available through a distribution portal. And my website is ckcollins.co. And for somebody who's not a big reader, it is available on Audible. And it is also, I have a YouTube channel, CK Collins, and I have a lot of free things there, free tips. I've got a free tip sheet, 10 ways to get unstuck, that's available on my website as well. And so the book, the tip sheet, YouTube, you can find lots of resources there to help you get unstuck.
Excellent. Thanks, Kelly. Great job.
Thank you so much. It was fun.
Thanks for listening to the Morning Upgrade Podcast. Please subscribe and review. And don't forget to visit us at morningupgrade.com for more content.